Police: Suspected cold-blooded serial killer arrested in Northern California. By Ethan Letkman on October 16, 2022. A suspected cold-blooded serial killer who allegedly shot six men to death was arrested early Saturday morning in Stockton, California, according to police. Wesley Brownlee, 43, was apprehended in the area of Village Green Drive and Winslow Avenue around 2 a.m. after investigators received a tip. Brownlee was apparently armed with a handgun and possibly searching for another victim before he was arrested, according to Chief Stanley McFadden of the Stockton Police Department. "We watched his patterns and determined early this morning he was on a mission to kill," said McFadden. "He was out hunting." McFadden also noted the suspect was wearing dark clothing and had a mask around his neck when they arrested him. Brownlee was charged with murder later that morning. The police chief also noted that the investigation is still ongoing and looking into other crimes Brownlee allegedly committed. McFadden attributed Brownlee's arrest to community tips and good old-fashioned police work and thanked the detectives, district attorneys, various law enforcement agencies and departments, community members, and the victims' families for their help. Brownlee is accused of murdering four men while they were walking in another man in a parked car in Stockton, California, from July 8 and September 27. Those victims were ambushed and shot to death. According to the Associated Press, the names of the victims are Paul Yua, 35, who died July 8, Salvador Debuti Jr., 43, who died August 11, Jonathan Hernandez Rodriguez, 21, who died August 30, Juan Cruz, 52, who died September 21, and Lawrence Lopez Sr., 54, who died September 27. The suspected serial killer is also accused of killing Juan Vasquez Serrano, 39, in Oakland in April 2021 and shooting a homeless woman, Natasha Latour, 46, 1 week later. Latour survived her injuries. ABC News reported that detectives are still investigating the motive for the killings and noted they are believed to have been intentional. A moment of silence was held for the victims at the police press conference on Saturday. You can follow Ethan Letkman on Twitter at @EthanLetkman.